Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you're here with us, I'm guessing you've also felt the, you know, the ways, the increase in all these tools, all these platforms saying they're going to, you know, fix work, fix how we work together,
yeah.
Especially now that everybody's like remote and spread out, and it's a lot.
Yeah, for sure. It's a whole new world out there.
It really is.
Yeah.
So today we're going to dive into one of them that's making, well, some pretty bold claims. Event Anywhere, they've got this blog post, Enhancing Workplace Collaboration, and it caught our eye, right?
Yeah, they caught my eye, too. Yeah.
Because who doesn't want better collaboration, right? Mm. But they're really saying they've got it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So to start, they're tackling onboarding, which honestly can be such a mess. New hires, new info,
it's like being thrown in the deep end sometimes.
Exactly. And their solution is basically to put everything in one place, all the resources, training, even like welcome videos, all in Events Anywhere.
I actually think that's smart, you know, that centralized hub idea. We're losing that show you the ropes feel when everyone's remote.
That's so true. So it's not just about efficiency. It's almost
building a connection, even virtually. If they pull it off, it'd be huge, especially for companies struggling with, you know, that remote onboarding.
And see, how do you replace that water cooler chat, right? Maybe this is their attempt.
Exactly.
Okay, so maybe they're onto something with onboarding, but they didn't stop there. Employee engagement is next on their hit list. And thankfully, they seem to get that it's not about cheesy motivational posters.
Thank goodness for that.
Right. Instead, they're talking about real-time recognition, company updates that are actually, you know, interesting, relevant,
useful,
and get this space for actual feedback.
Okay, now that's interesting. Shows they're thinking about the bigger picture, about creating a culture where people feel heard, not just, you know, talked at.
Exactly. And they even claim to have cracked the code on global teams. You know, no more of those 3 a.m. meetings where half the team's delirious.
Oh, tell me about it. The struggle is real.
They're all about asynchronous communication. So not forcing everyone to be online at the same time.
Which is how it should be. It's about respecting time zones, working styles, and realizing, hey, not everything needs a live meeting.
It's like they're trying to liberate us from our inboxes. But before we get too excited about a meeting-free utopia, let's talk about their last big promise. Streamlining client relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They're going for the one-stop shop approach. Communication, scheduling, file sharing, everything client-related lives an Event Anywhere.
Bold move. It's appealing, especially for businesses that live and breathe client interaction.
Right. Imagine all your client conversations, notes, documents, all neatly organized.
Centralized information could be really powerful if it works the way they describe. More personalized, stronger relationships.
And no more frantically searching through email chains for that one crucial detail.
Exactly. But, and this is a big but, it does make you wonder about the potential downsides, especially when you're talking about putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Okay, so maybe some potential downsides lurking beneath the surface, and that's what we're going to dig in next. Event Anywhere might paint a rosy picture, but you always remind us to look at the bigger picture. So what are some of the potential issues companies might not be considering when they're seduced by these shiny new features?
Well, I think the biggest one has got to be data security. Like, you're talking about putting all your client info, internal documents, everything onto one platform.
Yeah, that's a lot of trust.
It is. And if there's a breach, it's not just an oops moment. It's
a catastrophe.
Exactly. Client databases, financial info, even internal strategy, gone.
Yeah.
Companies need to be asking tough questions about their security protocols, encryption, you name it.
It's easy to get caught up in the make my life easier aspect and forget about the what ifs.
For sure. And then there's the human side of things. You can have the most user-friendly platform in the world, but getting everyone to actually use it, that's a whole other challenge.
You're talking about adoption, right? We've all seen it. New software comes along, and half the team's still stuck in their old ways.
It happens all the time. And it defeats the purpose, right? If you've got people clinging to their old habits, you're not going to get that seamless collaboration event anywhere is promising.
So it's not just about buying the tool, it's about getting everyone on board.
And that takes time, training, support. Mm-hmm. It's an investment.
Right.
And then there's the vendor lock-in issue.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. You get so used to one system, one way of doing things.
And suddenly you're stuck. What if Event Anywhere raises prices? Or their features don't work for you anymore? Or, I don't know, they go out of business completely.
You're kind of trapped, aren't you?
Yeah, it's risky. So companies need to think long term. Are they okay with that reliance on one vendor? Or would a mix of tools, you know, different tools for different tasks be a smarter move.
So it's about finding what works for you, not just what's trendy.
Exactly. Now, all that said, there was something in their blog post that I actually quite liked.
Oh, tell me more.
It was a thing about linking chat channels to specific recurring meetings.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up.
It's such a simple idea, but so clever.
I know, right? We talk a lot about tech overload, but this felt like a way to actually streamline things.
Totally. It solves a real problem.
Yeah.
That constant search for information.
Oh, don't even get me started. I can't tell you how many times I've wasted time scrolling through old emails before a meeting.
Right. But with this, instead of info being scattered everywhere, it's all in one place, linked to that specific meeting.
So no more pre-meeting panic attacks, trying to remember what was decided last week.
Exactly. One source of truth for everything related to that meeting. It's brilliant.
Okay, I'm sold. But give me an example. How would this work for a real team?
Okay, so say you've got a sales team that does weekly client check-ins, right? With this feature, you can have a chat channel for each client connected to the recurring meeting. So like as you're talking to the client, sharing updates, anything important, it's all getting logged in that channel. No more, wait, what did we decide last time?
Okay, I can see how that would be a game changer for teams that are, you know, juggling a lot of client stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Keeps everything streamlined, organized.
Love it. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground with Event Anywhere. The good, the maybe not so good. But now I want to bring it back to you listening.
Always.
Because you've heard our take on Event Anywhere. But what about your workplace? What are the collaboration hurdles you're facing right now?
That's the key question, right? Before you even look at tools, you got to figure out what needs fixing.
Exactly. Is onboarding a nightmare? Are teams siloed? Is information just disappearing into the void?
Once you know the problems, then you can find the right solutions.
And those solutions might not always be the shiniest new platform.
Right. Sometimes it's about better communication, clearer roles, everyone being on the same page.
So true. Technology's great, but it's not magic. It's about finding tools that work for you, not the other way around.
100%.
Awesome. Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Until next time, thanks for listening and happy collaborating, everyone.